Hey friend, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and always most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode number 18, Finish What You Started. So I'm going to take a moment to be very transparent with all of my friends on here who are listening. But quite honestly, if you've ever listened to any of my episodes, you know that I'm pretty transparent on just about every episode. So this is really no different. But I think the transparency here is more for me than it is for you. I just realized, dear friends, that the last episode of the Christina Danielle podcast was over a month ago. Shame on me. I sincerely apologize to anyone who has committed to listening on the episodes, who has subscribed, who has supported. I apologize to you. I should have never made you wait this long. I mean, it's your support that keeps me going. And I'm here for you, just like I'm here for me. So please accept my apology, and I will do my very best to be better. That is the truth. Thank you for allowing me to share my transparency with you. But let's get into that. Why is it that we start something, but we don't finish it? Where does that even come from? Now, I know for a fact that I have had many issues, again, being transparent, of starting things and not finishing it. I mean, I feel like God would just give me all these ideas and I'm like, yeah, let me do that. And then he gives me something else and I'm like, yep, let me do that. And then he's like, ooh, this, let me try that too. Or is it really just me? Have you ever felt like that? Like you've had all these amazing ideas to do A, B, C, and D. And so you start A, but then B comes to your mind. So you start B and then C comes to your mind. Before you know it, you're over here doing A, B, C, and D, and not one of them is even finished. And then you get overwhelmed and you're just like, okay, I just need to take a break. Anyone else feel like that? I know it's not just me. So I am recommitting to my commitment today. July 30th, 2019. And I want you to recommit to your commitment too. What is it that you have started that you haven't finished? Maybe it's going to the gym, because we all know that everybody starts the gym in January. And before January is even done, nobody's in the gym. So for those of you who are consistently going to the gym right now in the middle of the summer, I commend you. That is highly, highly respectful. Very proud of you. I don't even know if that was a real word that I just said, but you know me. I'm not going over it again. You just know that I'm giving you the kudos for doing what you're supposed to do and committing to your commitment. Bravo. But again, think, what is it that you started that you haven't finished? Maybe it's your YouTube channel. Maybe it's your business. Maybe it's your own personal development. Reading books, listening to audios, you know, making the change from the internal so that it goes external. But what is it that you started that you have not finished? I want you to take some time today. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. If you've got an iPhone, put your phone on Do Not Disturb with a 5-minute timer. Take a pen and paper and write down exactly the things that you have started that you haven't finished. Then I want you to ask yourself, step two, why haven't I finished these things? Is it the hidden beliefs, like fear, like you're not good enough, like you don't have enough tools, or you don't have enough education, whatever hidden belief is inside of you? Is it that? Or is it like me, procrastination? Yep, I said it, I'll admit to it, procrastination, which I got a really good definition of the other day, and I'm going to talk about that on the next episode, but I got a real good definition of procrastination, and when it hit me, Like, really. It's literally saying it's a slap in the face to God. Again, we'll talk about that more on another episode. Or is this just laziness, right? Is it that God has blessed you with these talents and these time and the time to do these talents, and you're just being lazy? You're sitting there worried, overthinking, doing all the things that you're not supposed to do, or sitting in front of the box, in a box, like a box. What is it? So number one, step one, take 5 minutes, put your phone on Do Not Disturb if you have iPhone. If you have an Android, I don't exactly know what you use, but no disrespect, I'm sure there's something on there that you can use to silence the noise, right? And take a few moments to really write this down, not just think about it, but put pen to paper so you can actually see it and make it real to you as to what are the things that you started that you have not finished. And then step two, what are the reasons why you haven't finished them? What is stopping you? Then step three, put those things in order from step one, put them in order of what's most important to what's least important, and then start to get them done. You start with number one on your list and you don't touch number two until you finish number one. Got that, guys? Now, if it's something that's ongoing, like what I'm doing, the podcast, cool. Obviously, you can totally do a podcast with something else such as working a business. For me, I have Did You Pray? So if you're not familiar with Did You Pray? Take a moment after this podcast, after you finish your assignment, and go check out Did You Pray? And I want your feedback. I'm not sending you there to purchase. I mean, if you do, that's great and I appreciate your support. But I'm really sending you there because I want you to give me your feedback on what you see on Did You Pray official brand. And if you're on Instagram, it's Did You Pray _ official brand. Tell me what you think about it. Give me some feedback in the DM. If you like it, cool. Give it a couple of likes, comments, whatever. But I really want some feedback also. And maybe that's something you can do too. Maybe there's a brand that you started, something you started, that you can run past someone for their opinion. Now keep in mind, if you're getting someone's opinion, please ensure you're getting it from someone credible. You need to have a credible source. Because if you're getting it from somebody who's just as lazy as you, just as much as a procrastinator, and they're telling you, oh, you're fine, don't worry about it, you can take your time, that's obviously not a credible source, and that's obviously not going to help you finish what you started. So please consider your source. Very important. So guys, ladies, take these steps today, 3 steps that I've given you, and get them done. That's the first task right there about finishing what you started, right? Is organizing your thoughts, organizing your ideas, organizing your mind, organizing your life. Step one, remember, write down the things that you haven't finished. Step two, write down the reasons why you haven't finished them. Step three, list them in order of priority and get them done. And then tag me so I can support you. Hello, you got a t-shirt brand, sock brand, waist beads, I don't care what it is. Tag me, 3_ Christina Danielle, so that I can go and promote you on my stories. I love to promote people and I love to support people. I'm here. Let's make it happen. And my commitment to you is to ensure that you get your podcast, to ensure that you get some good stuff. Because I'm not just on here to talk, ladies and gentlemen. I can talk to myself. I am the best person to talk to. Judge me if you want, okay? But I'm really here to support and encourage you because supporting and encouraging you supports and encourages myself. So let's make this happen. Got it? Good. Remember, you can always find me at thechristinadanielle.com, which is currently under construction, but it's open. Or you can find me on Facebook as Christina Stewart or Instagram, 3_ Christina Danielle. Love and blessings. I'll see you on episode 19.